Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Hey, mini boneheads. My name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from a hotel room in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, on Sunday, August 4th, 2013. Last night I did a stand-up show in Pittsburgh at the Improv, and I'll play the audio of Graham Elwood playing the Leonard Maltin game against audience members at the end of this shorty. Since last I spoke, you listened. I got to see a few more movies at the Traverse City Film Festival in the beautiful Bijou and State Theaters, both built by Michael Moore, who I cannot thank enough for having me at the festival. I saw Gold Diggers of 1933, quaint, Kon-Tiki, intense, and A Hijacking, very intense. Thank you to everyone who works at the festival and everyone in attendance. I cannot wait for next year, and I'll see you at the Comedy Festival next winter. Brrr. Now it's time for Not For Emetophobes. Hell Baby, currently on iTunes and VOD and whatnot, is not for emetophobes. But it is for laughaholics. This has been Not For Emetophobes. Tom Lennon, co-director, co-writer, and co-star of Hell Baby, cannot return to Doug Loves Movies in L.A. on Tuesday because of television. But I've got some great guests lined up, and we'll try to have him back soon. That's what I like to call a real cliff dangler. Dangler. Get it? I don't. This Thursday, August 8th, I'm doing stand-up at the Grand Theater in Salem, Oregon. And if you live anywhere near Portland, be sure to watch me on AM Northwest that morning. Now it's time for Watch This, Not That. I'm guessing the number one movie at the box office this weekend will be Two Guns, and the number two movie should be Smurfs 2. I don't plan to see either anytime soon, but I would see Smurfs Two Guns, if they ever make that, because I wonder what color Smurfs' blood is. This has been Don't Watch This or That. Doug Loves Movies at Comedy on State in Madison, Wisconsin is close to sold out, so come to my stand-up show on Saturday, August 10th at 4:20 and bring a name tag and possibly get chosen to play the Leonard Maltin game. Speaking of which, it's time to listen to my handheld, echoey recording of Graham Elwood taking on the crowd at the Pittsburgh Improv. Enjoy.
It's time, Pittsburgh, for the Leonard Maltin game. Let's look in the prize bag, which is a beautiful improv bag, because we're here at the Pittsburgh Improv.
Nice.
Really the homestead improv, right?
Sure.
Yeah. But, you know, it's close to Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
It's right over there. Just vaguely pointing some directions. We're not in Pittsburgh. Today you get to win, Dickie Wednesday, a $10 iTunes gift card to buy bonus episodes of Douglas movies and comedy film notes, or whatever you want to get with it. You know, you can buy the new Robin Thicke. Woo, that's right. That guy knows how to put some titties in a movie. We've got copies of My Two Latest Albums, Game of Go, and Smug Life. We've got some comic books that got a comic book in San Diego. We've got The Pro, which looks like a fun one. Looks like looks fun, right? This is some sort of skanked out superhero. His hands are trying to grab the boobs on the cover. And then we've got another one called Godland, Volume 1. And another one that's called Non-Player. Simpson. And then, anything else there? I think that's...
Paul, you're going to put something.
I'll put my CD, Paul Strike Dance Party, in there.
Paul Strike Dance Party! So all this is songs to win. If they get their name tag picked and they come up on stage, you can beat Graham in one round of the Leonard Maltin game. So let's... People who brought name tags, please present them now.
You are nice.
The gentleman in the front row has a signed Bob Newhart picture. He signed it to you.
On the stage.
To Zach. Very good. Bob Newhart's been in some movies. This guy just walked right down the aisle. Walked right up to us.
You can present.
You are presenting.
It's a Sharpie.
Very impressive.
It's a Sharpie. It's a Sharpie.
Oh, that's a Sharpie. Doug Hart's Larry on your head? You should have read that by me. Please don't turn that into a real tattoo. Tell me words. Thanks, Dave and the Dead, for presenting it. That was smart of you, because you're sitting way back there. It's kind of hard to see. There's the Giants, and there's the Smith folks who've been on stage before. Very good at the Leonard Ball games, it turns out.
I see you waving, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Someone's just waving?
No, she's waving to her friend. He's got it.
Oh, I see.
What's it say? What does it say in his eyes? What does the name tag say?
Sean.
Okay. Sean Ballard?
Well, who would you like to pick, Graham?
This is tough. You guys are all doing a good job.
Oh, and there's it says Leonard Maltin Game Champion, is that your Twitter handle? Ben Sucks.
And it's got all of the years that he's been a champion. 1916, 1924, 1930. Alright, that's cool. Come on.
Get up here with that thing. Go stand next to Graham over there. I'm glad that you... And I love that he grabbed his beer to bring up here with him. Like, he doesn't already have his hands full with his giant sign. And, well, yeah, you can put it on the stool there. What's the furry thing hanging out of the front of it?
Chewbacca.
That's Chewbacca? And it makes a noise?
That's Chewbacca. Was very tired.
It's a very ill Chewbacca. Chewbacca. The whole sign is that kind of baffles me, but Graham liked it.
I totally did. The Montreal Canadiens have won all these Stanley Cups, so he just took this banner and then
people are booing.
Well, there's obviously Mr. Penguin fans here. That's what Chewbacca sounds like when he's rooting for a different team. I like it.
All right, you guys, let's play. This is just between Ben, who sucks, and Graham. Elwood is his Twitter handle. My app is acting up here.
My app is being weird.
It is, Graham. We might not be able to play if I can't get this shit worked out. Okay, I got it worked out.
Leonard's alive.
What did Ben say?
Leonard's alive.
Letter glitz. Oh, yeah, I hope so. That's a morbid thing to say. Here are your options. You get to pick a category. Celebrating a birthday today, the great Martin Sheen.
Nice.
Yeah.
You know, you do something weird all night. Jim Caviezel Day or something like that.
So that's good then. I hope Jim Caviezel finds out that you think he's a weirdo.
I think he's a wonderful actor.
He's Jesus-y. That's right, man.
Yeah.
Your other options, Ben, are Inconceivable, which is movies with infertile women. Or Sausage Fest, and that's a movie where Leonard doesn't list any women in the acting listings at the end of the review. There may be women in it, but he doesn't list any for one reason or another. Which one of those categories would you like to play? Martin Sheen, infertile women, or no women in the cast?
Let's go Sausage Fest.
You know, judging from your shirt and your hat and your sign, you're pretty much living a Sausage Fest.
What? You're not going to even tail on that yet? Come on.
Where's your lady at today? Non-existent. That's what I thought. But who knows? Maybe you'll meet somebody. Yeah, maybe there's somebody up front with a Bob Newhart picture who wants to try something new. Is it illegal in Pennsylvania to have sex with a man on stage?
Yeah. Did you guys run out on the panel? What are we doing?
I'm telling you, my app is completely fucked up for some reason. It's never froze up on me like this before. So hopefully we can get this shit together.
Might be the rainstorm.
It might be the rainstorm?
Yeah, that rainstorm.
Does it really mess with apps like that? Is that a real thing?
Yeah.
Because it really is not just not working. And it's usually so dependable. It only costs $5 in the App Store. Leonard did a great job with it. Okay, here we go. I really filled in nicely there. What a professional I am. Ben, would you like a movie from 1957 or 1992? That is a Sausage Fest. Really?
Yeah.
1957
he picked. Four?
Yeah. Did you win that year?
Yes, he did.
1957. Yes, he did.
Four stars from Leonard for this movie that he calls a brilliant film. He says that it was the director's impressive debut as a director. And he also says that it was remade for television in, what year is that? 1997. And he lists 12 names. How many names can you get it in?
I
don't
give zero.
He says zero names are out there.
What? Is he the guy that emailed you this category? Is that the first? All right. Oh, Jesus.
Graham, let me just... One more. Settle down back there.
Name one.
57, four stars from Leonard, brilliant, remade on TV, the director's debut, and he lists 12 people that are all men. How many names, Graham?
Who's the negative one? Negative one.
Okay, I don't know where you're going, Graham. You need to be near Ben.
Oh.
He gets to Ben now.
Yeah.
Is it 12 Angry Jurors? Is it Henry Fonda?
It is Henry Fonda, but it's called 12 Angry Men, dummy. 12 Angry Men.
12 Angry Men that are jurors.
You lose, sucker.
Fuck
Ben
off.
Is our winner.
Bullshit.
Cheers, Ben.
Cheers.
Congratulations, Ben. Thank you so much. What an exciting round of Leonard Maltin that was. It's funny, I always call it like this will be called... This will be called Graham Elwood versus Pittsburgh, but it's always like... it usually only takes one person for it to end, so it's not really... but you represent Pittsburgh in many ways.
Yeah. So good job, Ben. And and as always, the rural juror is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for